Frelick brings home the pitch and a swing and a miss. Quickly gets Adames behind, no balls and two strikes. Holderman needed just eight pitches on Monday night to throw a scoreless eighth inning. 0-2 pitch, ground ball through the right side. That'll sneak into right field for a base hit. Frelick turns second. He's on his way to third. And the Brewers with a one-out threat here in the top of the eighth. They've got runners on the corners. And Mark Canna coming to the plate. Willie with a good piece of hitting. Bounces that through the right side. And the Brewers in business here. So Holderman, who looked so sharp on Monday, has got himself in a little bit of a jam here in the top of the eighth. And the Brewers have the right guy coming to the plate here in Mark Canna, one of their most consistent bats over the last month of the season. He has a hit today. He's 1-for-2. He's reached base twice. Holderman brings home the first pitch to Canna, and he misses low. It's 1-0. Canna with an 18-game on-base streak now. Brewers need a couple of runs here. And the pitch. And Canna, ground ball back up the middle, and it'll sneak through and into center field. Frelick will score. Adames turns second. He's on his way to third. Brewers have played in a run. It's 5-4 Pittsburgh, and the Brewers aren't done yet. Runners on the corners and one away. And Bryce Terang will now be the batter, but instead of Bryce Terang, looks like Rowdy Tellez is going to pinch hit here. So Canna with an RBI single. He's got two hits today. Drives in his 48th of the season. And Oscar Marin is on his way out to talk to Holderman about how they want to approach Rowdy Tellez, who is going to pinch hit for Bryce Terang here. Wheels turning in both dugouts right now. This has been a great game. Brewers grabbed the early lead. Pirates fought back. Took a 5-3 lead, and the Brewers pushing a run across against Holderman, and they've got a real threat still going here with one away, and their big bopper in Rowdy Tellez coming to the plate here. Rowdy has swung it well since returning from the injured list, and the Brewers looking for a big swing out of him right here. For 2 so far in this series for Tellez. Opportunities have been limited. Holderman brings home the pitch, and Rowdy took down and away. It's 1-0. Sinker at 100 miles an hour from Colin Holderman. Monasterio in the on-deck circle. Adames is at third. Canna's at first base. And the 1-0 pitch. And Tellez, a ground ball. This will be 2. To short for 1. On to first in time. It goes 4-6-3. And the inning is over. Tellez bounces into a double play. And the Pirates get out of it with no further damage. But the Brewers get a run. It's 5-4 Pittsburgh. As we go to the bottom of the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin. Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology, touchless car wash, for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, everyday low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Well, it's shandy season. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, refreshing white spirit with natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's, flavor of the moment. Abner Uribe takes over on the mound for the Brewers. It's a 5-4 Pirates lead as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. And let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Griddle with you from PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Pirates with a 5-4 lead as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Abner Uribe, as we just told you, takes over on the mound. This will be his 22nd appearance of the year. Owen Miller enters the game at second base after Rowdy Tellez pinch hit for Bryce Terang. So Miller is now the second baseman for the Crew as Leover Peguero leads things off here in the bottom of the eighth for Pittsburgh. Uribe's first offering is inside and a little bit low with a sinking fastball. It's 1-0. Peguero today is 0-3, a couple of strikeouts for the now shortstop for Pittsburgh. 1-0 pitch. That's low, and it's two balls and no strikes on Peguero. Brewers able to get a run across on three hits in the top of the eighth. And now they will try to put a zero up here and get after likely David Bednar in the top of the ninth inning. There's a strike with a slider, and it's 2-1. Peguero, Rivas, and then Connor Joe scheduled to hit. The pitch from Uribe missed up and away. And it goes to 3-1 on Peguero. Abner trying to find the strike zone here early on. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss, and a good slider, and it's 3-2. Slider has been better, at least through the first handful of pitches, than that sinker has been. He hasn't been able to locate that sinker so much here early. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Came back with another slider, and he strikes out Peguero. Ortho ASAP strikeout for Abner. There's one away for Alfonso Rivas. Well, fall tailgating supplies, if you're going through your checklist, how about you start with using your sausage? And, of course, right behind that, you got to write down Cedar Crest ice cream. You need them both when you're going to put together a great tailgate. Maybe you want a little sauce and a napkin, but you've got to have Usinger's and Cedar Crest. First pitch to Rivas in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. He's just doubling down on this slider right now, is Abner. And he brings home the 0-1 pitch. This is tapped foul behind home plate. That was the sinker at 101 below the knees. And that's about the only place you're going to hit that pitch, is right down into the dirt if you're Alfonso Rivas. He's got him behind. No balls and two strikes. Uribe looks in. Rivas 0-3 today. And the 0-2 pitch. Missed outside, didn't chase. Not a bad pitch by Abner Uribe. Just missed. And it's a ball and two strikes here. Uribe looks in. And the 1-2 pitch. Checked his swing. And missed away. Two balls and two strikes the count. Brewers will have Monasterio, Taylor, and Yelich scheduled to hit in the top of the ninth as that caught the inside corner for a called third strike. A beautiful sinker that just paints the inside edge. And back-to-back ortho ASAP strikeouts for Uribe. to start up this outing. Boy, you can't throw it much better than Uribe just did on the inside part of the plate to Rivas. So here's Connor Joe. Two outs and nobody on here. Bottom of the eighth and the pitch. And he caught the outside corner with a slider. It's 0-2. Uribe looks in. And the 0-1 to Joe. Missed with a slider down and away. It's one ball and one strike. Joe grounded out to Adames to start off the seventh inning. Pirates then would get a couple of hits and find their way through a two-run inning as Joe tried to check his swing. He did on a slider down and away. It's two balls and one strike. Ended up being three hits in that inning for the Pirates, including the big one from Andujar into center field that at the time made it a 5-3 lead. Misses down and away with a sinker. It's three balls and one strike on Joe. Brewers able to come back with a run themselves in the top of this inning and still have work to do. First things first, they need Uribe to get this final out of the eighth. Here's the 3-1, and he filled up the zone with a fastball. It's 3-2. So the count is full now on Connor Joe. Joe, a right-handed hitter, now will ask for time as he steps out. We've seen some velocity in this game. Trevor McGill, Abner Uribe, Holderman was hitting 100 with his pitches in the eighth. Selby was throwing hard in the first inning, even though the Brewers got to him. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Beautiful slider down and away, and Abner Uribe strikes out the side. 1-2-3 in the bottom of the eighth. We go to the ninth. Last chance for the crew, trailing 5-4 on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Nature's Touch. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Nature's Touch ice cream with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Nature's Touch. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Nature's Touch, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Is there anything sweeter than the crisp sound of a driver when it connects purely with the ball? Many golfers evaluate the quality of their shot by the sound it makes. You may feel the same about your financial plan. Something doesn't seem, look, or sound right. Think of Annex Wealth Management as financial swing doctors. We'll give you the truly objective analysis that comes from a fee-only fiduciary with no products to push or commissions to chase. If you need help, talk to our pros. Get started at AnnexWealth.com.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people. Join today by going to joinallofus.org.
David Bednar is on for the top of the ninth inning for Pittsburgh. They have a 5-4 lead. Brewers trying to come from behind here on this Wednesday afternoon. And that's what they'll have to do if they want to win this series from the Pirates. Bednar, two-time All-Star. 57th appearance of the year, 2.02 ERA. He's got 32 saves, including one on Monday in the series opener between these two teams. He'll get Andrew Monasterio, Tyrone Taylor, and then Yelich scheduled to hit third here in this top of the ninth inning. Bednar last gave up a run back on August 25th against the Cubs. Pirates still won that game 2-1. Monasterio in there. And Bednar's first pitch to him. is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Brewers were able to get to Bednar back in August, and he blew a save against the Crew on that day. But he is a tough customer, one of the better relievers in baseball. As he brings home the 0-1 to Monasterio, swung on and fouled back into the screen. It's 0-2. 5-4 Pirates lead. They've out-hit the Brewers 8-7 in this game. Monasterio steps out for a moment, now climbs back into the box. Brewers would love to get that leadoff man aboard here in this top of the ninth. O-2 pitch. Lined into right field. That's down for a base hit. Joe over there to collect it on a couple of hops. And a good start here for the Crew. Monasterio with his first hit of this game. He's now 1-for-4, and he's aboard for Tyrone Taylor.
Left fielder, Tyrone Taylor.
Taylor's 0-for-3 today. Looking for at least a productive out here from Tyrone Taylor if you're the Brewers. Bednar looks over his shoulder and brings home the pitch. And Tyrone took a strike. Splitter at the very top of the zone. It's 0-1. Tyrone does have a hit in this series. He's 1-for-7 in the series. Righty versus righty matchup here. Yelich in the on-deck circle for the Crew. Here's the 0-1. And Tyrone hits one foul into the Pirates' dugout. It's no balls and two strikes. Bednar has been a really good one for these Pirates. Got votes for Rookie of the Year back in 2021. He debuted all the way back in 2019 for the Padres. 0-2 pitch. Fouled back our way and out of play. And the count will stay in no balls and two strikes. Bednar was a part of a big trade back in 2021. Oh, 2 pitch. Tyrone lines this one out to right field. Joe moving back into his right, reaches up, and he makes a catch. And Monasterio has to go back to first. Joe took a really bad route to that ball, and it almost sailed over his head. He reached up at the last second and just was able to get the glove up to it and squeeze it for the first out of the inning. If he doesn't catch that, it's over his head, and this game is tied. So here's Yelich with a runner at first and one away. Can't fault Tyrone for that swing. He lined it out to right field. And the pitch. Yelich a swing and a miss at a breaking ball in on the hands with that curveball. And it is 0-1. Monasterio gets his lead from first. Bednar comes set at the chest. And the 0-1. And Yelich a swing and a miss at the splitter. And it's nothing and two. Christian is 1-for-3 today. Had the double back in the second inning. He also walked and scored a run in the first. Bednar doing a good job getting ahead. Got ahead on Taylor, and he's ahead on Yelich here. And Christian able to check on a curveball that missed down and in. And it's 1-ball-2-strikes. Brewers got the leadoff man aboard in Monasterio here to make things interesting in this ninth inning. They trail 5-4. Looking for another big hit from Christian Yelich right here. 1-2 pitch. Yelich took up and away, and it's even now. 2-ball-2-strikes. That trade I was telling you about with Bednar, a lot of names you're not that familiar with. Joe Musgrove was the big name that the Pirates sent to the Padres in that trade. 2-2 pitch. Yelich, tapper, foul at the first baseline. We'll do it again at 2-ball-2-strikes. Time for our Annex Wealth Management difference-making moment of the game. We're hoping that it is still to be determined. Brewers with the threat here in the ninth with a runner on and one away, and Yelich at the plate. When the Brewers get that difference-making moment of the game, we'll let you know. It's brought to you by Annex Wealth Management. Know the difference. Bednar looks over at first. And now the 2-2. Yelich, a swing and a miss. Good curveball, down and away. Yelich strikes out, and the Brewers down to their last out. And William Contreras will be the batter. Contreras with a hit today. He's 1-for-3. He's also walked. Brewers trailing by a run. And their best hitter all season long, from start to finish, is at the plate in William Contreras. Bednar, first pitch, and Contreras took high. It's 1-0. Brewers have had some good swings against Bednar here in this inning. 1-0 pitch. That is high. It's 2 balls and 0 strikes on Contreras. So he's got himself into a good count. Does he get aggressive and get after one here? Bednar missing high with the fastball at 97 that time. Here's the 2-0. And he missed outside with a curveball. He goes to 3 balls and 0 strikes on Contreras. Santana, the former Pirate, is in the on-deck circle. Contreras back in there, looking out at Bednar. Bednar comes set, the 3-0 pitch. And Contreras swinging away, pops it up, foul and out of play. Down the first baseline, it's 3-1, and I've got no problem with that. Your best hitter over the course of this season, set him loose on 3-0 when you need a run. 3 balls and 1 strike on William. Bednar looking in. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. It's 3-2. Climbed the ladder on a fastball, might have been ball 4. Up at 98 miles an hour and up and out of the zone, and William went after it. So now the Brewers down to their last strike. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Contreras. Crowd making some noise here at PNC Park. Monasterio is at first. There are 2 outs. Bednar brings home the pitch, and this is fouled back our way and out of play. Lands just below us. Actually, a fan reaches over the railing and makes a nice barehanded catch. And we'll do it again at 3-2. And Monasterio, of course, will have the benefit of running on the pitch. So you put one in the gap and you could tie this game up if you're William Contreras. The 3-2 pitch. Hit in the air, right field. Going out is the first baseman Rivas in foul territory doing a dance. He can't catch it. It lands on the warning track dirt. No play, we're told here in the press box. And Contreras will get another shot. That was going to be a really challenging play for Rivas. He got back there, but he couldn't make the catch. And now Contreras lives to see another one, and he'll try to make the Pirates pay for not making that play, even though it was a very challenging one. Again, Monasterio will be off with the pitch. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Contreras. Bednar looking in. Comes set. The pitch. There goes the runner. And a called third strike. Fastball at 98. Contreras disagreed with the call. C.B. Buckner ends this game on strike 3. And the Pirates will win the series, winning game 3 here today by a final score of 5-4. We're back to tell you all about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
98 Q Country.
We
Baker Breaker 19 is here at the Big G. I got her in the double nickel, rolling on Highway 13, gonna wheel her into the village pit stop, top of Hill and Butternut. That's Big Ten Fall, Big G. This is prime time. Both my tanks are running low. Copy that, prime time. Just ease that timber train on into the village pit stop for some motion lotion. They got you covered for bars, change, hydraulic oil, anything else you need. Sure, and grab some snacks and beverages for the after 5 o'clock time at the village pit stop on Highway 13. Top of the Hill in Barnett, Wisconsin. Overlooking Long Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin, Harborview Pub and Eatery is the place for your summer fun. From watching the Brewers, the summer volleyball leagues, to simply enjoying a cold beverage on the deck. Batter up with all you can eat Friday fish fry, deep fried or broiled. Saturdays on deck is a prime rib dinner, and hitting cleanup on Sundays, all you can eat barbecued ribs. Harborview Pub and Eatery, overlooking Long Lake and Highway 13 North in Phillips, Wisconsin, serving 10:30 to 9 p.m. every day.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat-screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Warga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health. Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Markets, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, America's Homegrown Wireless, Hupie and Abraham, Carbless Handcrafted Premium Cocktails, Annex Wealth Management, Know the Difference, and Island Resort and Casino. And Josh, a frustrating one here today for the crew. They had that 3-0 lead, but the Pirates prevail 5-4.
5 runs and 8 hits for Pittsburgh. They had the big innings in the 6th and the 7th, essentially to win the game. 4 runs and 8 hits for the Brewers. It was a bullpen day for Pittsburgh, and their 4th pitcher, Carmen Majinski, gets the win. Majinski is 3-3. 2 of those wins have come against the crew in his rookie season. Elvis Peguero takes the loss. He is 4-5, and David Bednar's 33rd save of the year. Took 2 hours and 46 minutes to play today in front of an announced crowd of 8,594 sun-baked fans at PNC Park. Thank you to the award-winning team at Hupie and Abraham. For every double play this season, Hupie and Abraham will be donating $100 to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Visit hupie.com and learn about their winner. It's free guarantee. Pirates 5, Brewers 4. Back with a Chevy star of the game right after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Baseball's greatest calls.
How about Russ Hodges in 51?
The Giants win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant.
Or Jack Buck on Gibson's game winner in 1988 to beat the A's. I don't believe what I just saw.
And there's Easter Sunday in 87. And they've done it again. 12 in a row.
I remember it well, pal.
What's your favorite call of all, Bob?
I think I'd have to go with Usinger's and baseball. It's just not summer without them.
That is a great one. And it's from 1880.
They don't call Usinger's America's finest sausage for nothing, Tony.
We spend our days driving family to all the places they need to go. In between carpools, work meetings, and errands, you have to fill up. So here's a way to make that cheaper. Use Unleaded 88. It's another option at the pump that makes a big impact. Unleaded 88 is cheaper, cleaner, safe for my car, and it's made from Wisconsin corn. It feels good knowing you're supporting local farmers, saving money, and protecting the environment. Unleaded 88. Clean, safe, and affordable. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With a West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Calling all cocktail enthusiasts. Put down those shakers and enjoy the convenience of Carb Bliss, the premium, handcrafted, ready-to-drink cocktail. Carb Bliss's all-new cocktail collection brings four flavors to tantalize your taste buds. Moscow Mule, Mojito, Strawberry Margarita, and Paloma. Experience every flavor of the Cocktail Collection Variety Pack now at retailers near you. Elevate your drinking experience with zero carbs, zero sugar, 100 calories, and full flavor. Carb Bliss. Find your bliss.
Chemical and Industrial Engineering is now offered at Concordia University, so you can have it all. An exceptional hands-on learning experience and a full campus life. Be an athlete, a musician, or a worship leader while earning your high-demand engineering degree. In just 4 years, you'll be out there building a better world. Get started today. Visit cuw.edu/engineering. Concordia University, developing students to be ready to step out into the world and make an uncommon impact since 1881.
Back with you from PNC Park. Brewers falling today to the Pittsburgh Pirates by a final score of 5-4. And Josh, we're looking for a Chevrolet star of the game.
It's going to be a big list for me. Five different pitchers. Everybody who came in behind the opener for the Pirates. Falter, Bolton, Majinski, Holderman, and Bednar. Between those five pitchers, they went eight innings and gave up just one run today and allowed their offense the opportunity to come back and win this series.
Star of the Game is brought to you by Chevy Star SUVs, Equinox, Blazer, Traverse, Trailblazer, Tahoe, and Suburban. Visit WisconsinDriveChevy.com. Well, that's going to do it for the game broadcast here today. But our next broadcast is coming your way on Friday. On Deck Show built by Menards, we'll get underway at 5:30, followed by the game at 6:05. Brewers taking on the Yankees. Colin Ray is going to get the ball for the Brewers. The Yankees have not yet announced their starter. Our producer and engineer today has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grinnell, inviting you to stay tuned for Josh Maurer on the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel postgame show. Again, the final score, Pirates 5 and the Brewers 4. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, everybody. We'll talk to you on Friday. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Buckle up. It's all systems go at Pottawatomie. Plug in to high wattage play and you could win an all-electric BMW i7. Play now through September with your club card. Prize drawings on Thursdays. There's a shocking $800,000 in total prizes on the line, including the luxury BMW i7. It's time to electrify your drive. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. More info at paysbig.com/BMW. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Why pay extra to ship and wait when you can pick it up for free today? At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we make it easy. Just do your shopping online from wherever you are at farmandfleet.com, and then you can use our fast and easy drive-through service to pick up your order. Just drive up and leave the rest to us. You don't even have to get out of your car. We'll have you loaded up and on your way in no time. Shop online and drive through. More ways we make it easy for you. Find value at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Series today with a 5-4 come from behind win over the Crew at PNC Park in front of a very hot crowd. Temperatures got into the low 90s this afternoon here in Pittsburgh. Welcome into the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel post-game show. Get in the game at Pottawatomie. Gaming, dining, sports, betting, and a luxury hotel all in downtown Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, your win, is waiting. We will get you ready for the series that starts Friday night in the Bronx against the Yankees. Coming up later on our post-game show. And, of course, get you updated on what's happening with the Cubs as they try to move back within a game and a half of the Crew. That's all coming up. We hope that you'll keep it right here. Brewers pitching staff today ended up with a total of 11 ortho ASAP strikeouts. Four of them from starter Freddy Peralta. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. So coming into this Wednesday, it was the Brewers' 2.5 games in front of the red-hot Cubs in the Central Division. Cubs trying to sweep the San Francisco Giants, and it looks like they're going to do that. They're up 6-0 after four innings at Wrigley today. The rookie who was thought of as one of the Cubs' best pitching prospects, lefty Jordan Wicks, looks like he will win his third straight start to begin his major league career. He's got four shutout innings. And five of the six runs for the Cubs came against San Francisco's starter Alex Wood. Miguel Amaya, the catcher, has hit a home run. And Seiya Suzuki has driven in three. Cubs, 6. Giants, 0. That game is headed to the fifth. So heading to New York, unless something radical happens there, Brewers' lead in the division will have been trimmed all the way down to a game and a half. We'll get you some more out-of-town scores throughout the major leagues when we come back. It was a 5-4 Pirates win today on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat-screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin. Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Brewers fall 5-4 in Pittsburgh. It is time for the home run distance recap. Willy Adames' home run in the first inning that gave the Crew a 3-0 lead. It traveled an estimated 396 feet. Home Run Distance, as always, is brought to you by SVA, delivering measurable results. This is the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel post-game show. So the season series between these Central Division rivals ends. Brewers win it. They went 8-5 against the Buccos this year, but Pittsburgh won 4 of the final 6. Brewers started 6-1 against Pittsburgh this year. The Pirates, they got better. They are playing very well. Pittsburgh has won 3 consecutive series now, and 7 of their last 9 games overall. Good run for Derek Shelton's team here in September. Let's take a look at the National League wild card race. Things bunched up in the NL. Right now, the third wild card spot behind the Phillies and the Cubs belongs to the Cincinnati Reds, who have won 4 of 5, including the first two of the series against the Mariners. Big wins there for the Reds. Tonight, coming up at 5:40 Central, another guy that doesn't start very much having to be thrust onto the mound for Cincinnati because of the issues with injuries and COVID. Lyon Richardson is going to start for the Reds against Logan Gilbert of Seattle as they try to sweep that series. They are a half game ahead of Miami for the final wild card spot of the Reds. The Marlins host the Dodgers coming up also at 5:40 Central. Miami's won 5 games in a row to get within a half game of that last wild card spot. Told you San Francisco is losing big 6-0 to the Cubs. They've fallen 2 games out of that wild card race. Finally, tonight in Texas, the battle for Texas and supremacy in the AL West. The Astros and the Rangers coming up 7:05 Central. And how about the pitching matchup? A couple of teammates with the Mets most of this year. Justin Verlander for the Astros. Max Scherzer for the Rangers, who have lost 14 of 18. And they're now 2 games behind the Astros in the AL West. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. And with another homer today by Adamas, 143 on the year, that means that OAW has donated $14,300 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Well, we got to recap it for you. An unhappy 5-4 defeat for the Crew here in Pittsburgh, but the highlights are coming up next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Brewers fall 5-4 to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Last two road series for the Crew. They lose 2 of 3. Pretty frustrating. These games have all been close. In fact, last 3 losses the Brewers have had now going back to the weekend. They had a 2-0 lead, a 2-0 lead, and today they had a 3-0 lead. But, you know, those are the kind of games you're going to play in September. They're going to be close. And the Pirates come back and win it 5-4 here today. The highlights are presented by Prevea Health, led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Before they begin any kind of treatment, they take the time to listen and understand. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. We thought Mitch Keller would pitch for the Pirates today. He's been their all-star and staff ace. You knew that Freddie Peralta was going for the Crew, the reigning pitcher of the month in the National League. Well, it wasn't Keller, we found out this morning. It would be a bullpen day for the Pirates. And starting it, right-hander Colin Selby struggled in the first inning. He walked the first two batters, and then with two outs, Willy Adames stepped to the plate and made him pay.
Selby's 0-2. And Adames, a high fly ball to deep left, racing back is Reynolds to the warning track, to the wall. It is gone. Willy Adames with a three-run shot, and the Brewers on top, 3-0, here in the top of the first. 23rd home run of the season for Willy.
You knew that you felt good at that point because of the way Freddie Peralta's been pitching, handing him a three-run lead, but the Brewers would only score one more run the rest of the game, and the Pirates would come back and beat him. And it was the bullpen for Pittsburgh, really, that allowed him to do it, starting with the bulk reliever Bailey Falter. The left-hander, 3 2/3 scoreless. He only allowed one base runner. Cody Bolton an inning and a third. Carmen Majinski an inning. Colin Holderman an inning. And David Bednar an inning. How did the Pirates score to come back? Key Brian Hayes homered with two out in the first against Peralta, who then settled in, and it was still 3-1 in the sixth. But Freddie, maybe on this hot day, ran out of gas, gave up three straight runners at the end of his outing, including an RBI double to Jack Sawinski that made it 3-2. Trevor McGill came in and gave up the game-tying single to Joshua Palacios, but then struck out a couple. 3-3 into the bottom of the seventh we went, and Elvis Peguero is the one who took the loss. Peguero pitching in back-to-back days. Sinker wasn't quite coming in as hard velocity-wise as we've become accustomed to, and with one out in the inning, it went single, go-ahead triple by Jiwon Bae, and an intentional walk to Brian Reynolds. Then after a strikeout, Hobie Milner came in. He was supposed to face left-handed hitting Jack Sawinski, but Miguel Andujar pinch hit for Pittsburgh, and the right-hander had an RBI hit against Hobie that made it 5-3. In the eighth inning, Brewers tried to come back from that two-run deficit, and they did, with one out against Holderman. Two straight singles from Sal Frelick, and Willy Adames set the table for Mark Canna.
In the pitch, and Canna ground ball back up the middle, and it'll sneak through and into center field. Frelick will score. Adames turns second. He's on his way to third. Brewers have played in a run. It's 5-4 Pittsburgh, and the Brewers aren't done yet.
But then the play of the game occurred. Rowdy Tellez with that tying run at third and one out. Pinch hit for Bryce Durang and hit into an inning-ending double play. The Brewers would fall 5-4. David Bednar got a wide strike three call to end the game against William Contreras in the ninth. Brewers will try to bounce back on this road trip in New York. The Bronx and the Yankees coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll have a preview of that when we come back on the Brewers Radio Network.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime rib. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Warga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Warga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Insurance.
Pittsburgh comes back and wins 5-4 to win the series from the crew. This is the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel post-game show. And we wrap things up going down on the farm, brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, your trusted neighborhood store for power tools, fall cleanup, pet supplies, and much more. Shop online, farmandfleet.com is the website. Coming up tonight in Appleton, Aaron Ashby scheduled to make his second rehab appearance. Left-hander is going to get the first inning at least, and maybe just that. Pitching for the Timber Rattlers tonight. Actually, that'd be a nice little drive up north to make if you're in the Milwaukee area. See Ashby pitch for the T-Rats. And we remind you that our next broadcast is Friday night after a day off in the Big Apple. It's the Brewers and the New York Yankees from Yankees Stadium. On deck show by Menards, built by Menards, gets underway 5:30 Friday. First pitch 6:05 Central. Colin Ray is going to get his second start since coming back from the minor leagues. He has taken the injured Adrian Hauser's spot in the rotation, and Ray helped get a win against the Phillies. His first start back for the crew. Now he deals with Aaron Judge and company. Yankees, who are playing at home tonight against Detroit later, they still have not given us their probable starters. Although we didn't get a probable starter from Pittsburgh any of the 3 days until we got to the ballpark, so who knows. Until that broadcast, we're signing off here from PNC Park. I'm Josh Maurer. We hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday. For my partner, Lane Grindle, and producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld, we remind you again, the final score was Pittsburgh 5, Milwaukee 4. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network. So long.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball is brought to you by Christopher Electric, Great Northern Hotel in Wolfstead, Home Slice Pizza, Northern Lights in the Lanes, Northwoods Accents, Kozak Enterprises, Jack's Corner Bar, JC Builders, South Fork Brewer Electric, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Hardware and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance TV, Heckman Auction, Village Pit Stop, Harbor View, Warga Auto and Truck Center, and Park Falls BP. Milwaukee Brewer Baseball, 98 Q Country.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kiss your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that life. You tell lights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh, baby.